From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The Columbia City Council is holding a regular meeting today to discuss short-term rentals and zoning downtown. According to the Columbia Missourian, the legislation up for public comment today regarding short-term rentals comes with no recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission. After public comment sessions in 2019, a council memo said the Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission felt the public had reached an impasse on exactly what residents want from the legislation. The council isn't scheduled to vote on the proposal until its February 3rd meeting. A new drive-through on Providence and changes to the city's parking ticket structure are also up for public comment at today's meeting. The American Red Cross is asking for blood donors to help address an urgent shortage of all blood types, especially type O. With the flu and winter weather affecting donors and blood drives, all types of blood are in short supply. According to the Columbia Missourian, less than a 3-day supply of type O blood is available for emergencies and treatments. According to a Red Cross news release, type O blood is the most transfused blood type. The Red Cross is holding several blood drives this week and next in Columbia and on MU's campus. Veterans United Home Loans, the largest private employer in Boone County, was the number one Department of Veterans Affairs lender in the country for fiscal year 2019. According to the Columbia Missourian, this marks its second year in the number one spot for Veterans United, with more than 53,000 loans. Confirmation of the company's status nationally comes as it is completing one of its most recent changes, expansion into the State Farm Operations Center on Providence Road. Chris Klein, the company's media relations specialist, says Veterans United has taken an entire floor of the facility that will be home to personnel from the production and operations teams. Klein said Veterans United is headquartered in Columbia, but has corporate offices in Irving, Texas, and Lenexa, Kansas. Future expansions include Jefferson City and St. Louis. Thousands of St. Louis area families have been freed from a major financial burden thanks to a charitable effort that's increasingly popular among churches and other groups, eliminating medical debt. Money raised at more than a dozen United Church of Christ congregations and a donation from the St. Louis-based Deaconess Foundation have wiped away nearly $13 million in medical debt for more than 11,000 families in St. Louis City and County. UCC is sending letters this weekend to those whose debts were paid. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.